This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Medical facilities across the state have doctors and nurses working feverishly to combat the coronavirus. They also have another key group of people working to contain the virus. These workers come armed with rags and mop buckets. Cleaning staff work around the clock in clinics. They disinfect surfaces to keep the virus from spreading, and they try not to bring it home themselves. One of the people who does this work is Isabella Teixeira. She's a 22-year-old graduate of Clark University. She wanted to help fight the pandemic, so she became a cleaner at a Somerville clinic that treats COVID-19 patients. We spoke with her about how she got involved in the work.
I'm very interested in healthcare. I want to get a graduate degree. So my dad's worked in a lot of desanitation and maintenance of like hospital and clinics. So he actually mentioned to me how they were looking for like temporary positions in helping clinics and hospitals in desanitizing rooms in order to prevent the spread of COVID. And the moment he said that to me, I was like, Dad, you don't even need to tell me where this is. I'm going. I'm there. Mom wasn't too happy about it first, but she's fine. I work with two other women, and we come here and we change. So we wear scrubs in the shoes that we keep here. So we're not allowed to bring our shoes home. And we also wear jackets, goggles, masks. We have hair nets as well. So everything is pretty much covered. And then we get gloved up. We get our temperatures checked every single day. Then we're just cleaning rooms, coming out of one, changing gloves, using hand sanitizer, putting different gloves on and going into another room. I think at first there was a lot of like anxiety just because we knew that we were going to be cleaning rooms, but we didn't know what was the background of those patients, what was going on. One lady that used to work with maybe 2 weeks, she was really, really anxious because she had a son at home that had asthma. So she was like, I don't want to do this. I don't even want to like be around my kid because I'm just so terrified that some way, somehow, I'm going to harm him. But I think like once you're comfortable and you're familiarized yourself and you know what you should and shouldn't do, now I know I'm not going to bring this home because every single day I change my clothes. And as soon as I get home, I go straight to the shower. And I make sure that I keep my clothes separated so that it's not going to be mixed and not going to be affecting like our families. It's just important to be appreciative of like everyone that's working right now, regardless if it's healthcare or not. I think that we often like take for granted someone that cleans. Like my mom's a house cleaner. My dad's worked in cleaning businesses. So it's not always that your work gets appreciated. People are doing these jobs and they don't have to do these jobs. If you see someone out and they are wearing scrubs, just say thank you.
That's Isabella Teixeira talking about her work as a cleaner at a Somerville clinic for COVID-19 patients.